When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we get to Zach Labatt, Heels, another Bundy boy on the show. Very, very excited about that. Which NRL team's mascot is known as Scorch?
This is almost a very good question. Mm. You could have, but you've asked the wrong one. I think it's the Dragons, yeah, right? But what is it? So I've listed them all out. Right? What's the dolphin called? What is the eel called?
Eric.
Yeah, Eric. What is it? Bruce the Bulldog? What's the shark called? What's the cowboy called? We'll ask Zach now.
Well, we're boring the hell out of Zach.
It doesn't matter. It's about us, Paddy. The Panther. Is it Peter the Panther? We don't know the name of any of them, do we? Buck the Bronco. That's about it.
The Panther's called Claw.
Is it really?
Yeah, so I'm. Zach.
It would have been a good question if
Zach
you
had. Zach, a very good morning Claw. To you.
Hey, how are you?
What's your mascot called? What's the cowboy called?
Yeah, is it Bruce Wayne?
No, Bluey the dog.
Bluey the dog.
The dog. Okay.
The boys have blown a chance here.
Hey, Zach, congrats on everything that's happened here. You've pretty much gone from train and trial or whatever the term is now to a couple of years contract and a starting spot for the weekend for this big match.
Yeah, it's been about a big couple of years. As you said, training trial last year, I was only supposed to be around for the preseason sort of thing, and I sort of impressed there, so they kept me on, and I guess I've been impressed throughout the year and got my debut, and then I set out for that position in the preseason, and it's come away with the goods.
I think it was Chad Townsend who was quoted as saying you deserve this spot. To me, that suggests you even maybe enjoyed preseason.
Yeah. Not many people can say that, I guess. It's obviously a very grueling time, and especially up in Townsville here, it's very hot, as you all know. It's always enjoyable to be around guys like that and to hear words like that from experienced players. Obviously, bases a lot of confidence in myself, so it's been a good preseason, that's for sure.
Now, tell us about your journey. I mean, I'm always fascinated by. I'm a Bundy boy myself, so younger brother of ex-cowboy Kyle. You've repped PNG. I saw some photos with you with the fans in PNG. They just love their footy. But give us a little bit of the Zach Labatt journey.
Yeah. So as you said, I was from Bundy, born and raised in Bundy, till I was about 16 years old, and I moved out for better opportunities, moved to the Sunshine Coast with a homestay family, which was tough, but very grateful for the opportunity. Then stayed there for a couple of years, and then Cowboys have a young gun system, so basically an under-20s team up here, which I moved up for when I was 19. And then, been here ever since, and then just worked my way up through the ranks.
Yeah, worked your way, all right. Blackhawks, Colts, and then Pride. Did you have to go and live in Cairns when you played for the Pride in the under-21s?
Nah, I played for the Blackhawks in 21s. I never played for Pride.
Okay.
Kyle played for the Cutters, but never played for the Pride, no.
And what about the PNG connection? Tell me how that came about.
Yeah, so on my dad's side, he's... my grandmother, his mother was born over there, born and raised in PNG, or not raised, but for quite a few years she was lived over there because her parents owned businesses over there. And all through dad's family, the PNG history goes back a while. So it's obviously great representing my culture. And on my mum's side, I'm Aboriginal as well, as Kyle just played in the All Stars. So it's good to represent a few cultures.
And mate, as you now know, it's a religion up there, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard to describe the feeling up there in PNG, the footy. Can't even walk down the street without getting more of his photos and signatures. So They just love it up there. So they live and breathe footy, and it's something we love. We love going back to PNG.
And Zach, where is Kyle now? Where does he base? He's the captain of the PNG side when you were playing with him, eh?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that was a big honour for him, and to see him get that as well was huge for me. But he's here in Townsville still. He's at the Blackhawks. He's the captain of the Blackhawks now. So.
Ah, right there.
I bet he's wrapped for you.
Yeah. I think he had an interview the other day, actually, about it, and he was getting a little teary. So, yeah, it's, we're always proud of each other, and, we've always grown up like that.
And now, in Bundy, did you play for the West Panthers in Bundaberg?
Yeah, I played there till under 16.
Yeah, okay, because I assumed you'd come to Brisbane. You had come to Brisbane and played for the West Panthers down here, but that's good, 16 years of age in Bundy. That's the longest. Yeah, and, you're the longest person we know that we've met that has stayed in Bundy.
Oh, hang on a minute. I was there until I was 18.
Paddy, other than Paddy, he stayed till 18. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Kyle stayed till his 17, so I got
him 16. Okay. Right. There's nothing wrong with Bundy. Don't let
Heels. Bundy's a good town.
Don't let Heels be there. Hey, listen, you're on Kyle Phelps. Sorry, mate. You go.
Yeah, it's the only downfall is the opportunity for footy. But they're going in the right direction, I reckon. They've got a lot of things with Capris and then the Dolphins now. They've gone into Bundy and a few of the schools and that. So. More opportunity there for the kids, which is good.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. So you're on Kyle Phelps' side. I mean, number one, that'd be fantastic to have that experience just lurking beside you at every game.
Yeah, definitely. I've said it plenty of times. Phelps' chat and the way he talks on the field and gets about his work is obviously special, and he's a great bloke, Feldy, and on the other side I have Chatty there as well, so quite a bit of experience around me, so it's been good.
I was about to say you won't need it, mate, you'll be right, but what are the challenges that the Dolphins will throw at you?
Yeah, Dolphins are a good side. They're a very adverse side, so they play off the cuff. And they got a few players like Nikarima and Hemiso where they can pull anything out and they can play some special footy. But, with their new signings like Flegler and Herbie Farnworth, they're an exciting team this year, actually. And, I'm keen to see how they go and keen to verse them, so it'll be good.
Yeah, well, they're expecting big things of Herbie, aren't they?
Yeah, bloody oath. Dally M Centre of the Year last year, I think, and his record shows that he's always been a good and consistent player. So obviously, much we can limit him, we'll be a good stead to win the game.
Mm. How are the new captains settling in, mate? Are they coping okay or impressive? And the past captains, have they become more relaxed and involving themselves in different ways?
Well, Tommy and Rubes have been great. They've stepped up very well to the role. I think it's a role where what they were sort of born for. They're leaders in their own way, and they bounce off each other very well because Rubes is the kind of guy to lead with his actions, and Mudd does a lot of talking. Tommy does a lot of talking and leads with his actions. So it's good to see them two bounce off each other and work very well. But with Chatty, he's definitely taken it on the chin, and he loves being able to still be able to talk, and he's still in the leadership group, and I don't think he's taken a step back, but I don't think he really has.
Yeah,
he still gets around, and he's still a leader in his own way. He loves that sort of thing. So he's been great for us, Chatty, and as you know, Jace will lead on the field and does what he does. They've been good. They've been very good.
Is there a feeling that there is a little bit of pressure on the club this year after, you've got to say it was disappointing in 2023?
Yeah, I wouldn't say pressure, but there's definitely talks out there of, I need to improve. But I think with the new systems that we've brought in with Justin Morgan, defensive coach, and Jimmy Maloney, attack, it's a breath of fresh air, and we didn't really dwell on last year's performance and just focus on this year and working hard towards, you know, being the best team that we can be.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, great to chat. Best of luck for this weekend. I know you're four games into your career, but it's like, you know, we rule a line and we start a new season, and it's exciting this time of year for every young footballer, and you're one of them. Best of luck, Zach, and really appreciate your time.
Go well, Zach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Breakfast with Pat and Heels, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Still got three doubles to give away to Lions Carlton tonight. They're impossible to get, so stick with us as the show unfolds. Just quickly before we get to Heels' interview with the Australian cricket captain on this day in 71, this is from Daryl. Fight of the century took place at Madison Square Garden, NYC. Joe Frazier ended Muhammad Ali's 31-bout winning streak with a unanimous points decision over 15 rounds, retained the heavyweight title. Frank Sinatra was in the crowd taking photos for Life magazine. And one from George, wise words. Yes, he said, on the Spencer Lemieux-Ezra Mam affair, he said, I think Uncle Nick may have had a word with Spencer after that new Fox footage emerged of the Broncos players obviously reacting angrily as he was as Ezra Mam was abused. So, yes, Uncle Nick Politis probably has had a word in Spencer's shell-like and said, hey, let's sort this out and not put anyone through any more grief. All right, Heels, as I said, you were lucky enough to catch up with the Australian cricket captain on Test Eve. Match is due to start in about 35, 40 minutes' time. And you and Pat Cummins just chewed the fat for a while yesterday. It was fantastic to listen to.
Well, what a great privilege on the show this morning to have had a chat with Pat Cummins, our Australian cricket captain. 264 wickets he's got already at 22. His batting has come back to being handy, dangerous and match-winning at times. And, of course, he's the run-out king in the circle. So a big welcome this morning to Paddy. How are you, mate, and how's things feeling?
Hey, I'll take run out king. Happy with that. Very well, Heels. Good chat, mate.
It has been a while, I must admit, but there was a couple of beauties there, wasn't there? And why is your batting comeback so well?
Well, yeah, I think probably a bit more positive than I used to be. I think I obviously always prize your wicket, but sometimes you forget you got to score runs along the way. So I just try and put a bit more pressure onto the bowlers, and not always going to come off, but a couple of times it's come off.
Oh, mate, the Edgbaston victory, you and Lino. What sort of emotions did that stir in you in an Ashes series?
Oh, that was huge. Yeah, any Ashes series is huge. That one in particular was massive. You always want to start off well, and just felt like, you know, the whole of Australia and England were watching, and it all came together. So, oh, that was huge. Yeah.
Mate, this career of yours has come together, you know, perfectly. But it's been anything but easy, hasn't it? Like, can you talk our listeners through the first 6 years, having been identified at 18 and starting Test cricket, the next 6 years weren't the greatest?
No, they weren't. It's funny, even we're back here in Christchurch, and the last time we played here was in 2016. And, yeah, I remember back to that stage, and I was nowhere near the Test side. I hadn't played in 5 years. So, yeah, it was off to a bit of a rocky start, and, yeah, a lot of support along the way, a lot of patience, and fortunately since 2017 when I got back in the side, it's been a pretty good run.
Oh, a good run, all right, mate. Have you got any advice to younger aspirants, especially fast bowling ones, when they do hit hurdles like stress fractures and the patience and qualities you require?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to give advice and listen to advice, but I think it's acting on it, which is probably the hardest part. Like I think back, I had wonderful support, particularly from, you know, a lot of the medical staff and a lot of the fast bowlers who had gone through beforehand, and they instilled a lot of patience in me. And I mean, really, I had no choice. My back was hurting. I couldn't bowl. So, you know, you have to kind of ride it out. So I think just, you know, trusting that you'll come good. You've got a long career, hopefully, ahead of you, and you can always spend your time doing other things while you're waiting for your body to get right, batting, things outside of cricket. So, yeah, it sucks at times, but stick in there.
Yeah, well said. Mate, the big three of the Fab Four, how much fun do you blokes have? You know, you're physically rock solid now, you're fast, you're great mates, and you're all from the same city. You've got fun together for the rest of your lives, haven't you?
Hopefully. Yeah, I think we'll be reminiscing over some of the games for a long time. Oh, mate, it's awesome. Having the time of our lives. You know, even in between games, go out for dinner, breakfast, bit of golf, hanging out. Yeah, we're pretty lucky. And I think, you know, as well as captain, be able to have those guys plus Lino to call on. Yeah, I think I've got a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, mate, and it seems to be sitting very comfortably with you. Has there been any impacts on your bowling loads, or good or bad?
You know, hard to say. You know, some of the people around me that I've known forever, and they're amazing, and they're professionals and experts at what they do. So I don't feel like I need to be as hands-on as perhaps, you know, I might be, say, if there's some young guys in the team or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've been able to compartmentalize a little bit of bowling and captaincy, and at times it hurts. At times it helps. You know, having the captain's kind of mind as you go on the bowl. There's probably other times where I just, you know, you are thinking of a few things, but overall, I don't think it's made too much of an impact either way.
Yeah. Do you, the early years, though, weren't the easiest, mate. There's a 12 or 15 month period where you had a tour of Pakistan on those roads, Sri Lanka, where you became a very popular team over there, but it's never easy playing over there. And then a tour of India, mate. They are tough tours, eh?
Yeah, they are. I think any time you're playing away from home, it's really difficult. So, yeah, they were new challenges for our team and me in particular. But no, I've been really proud of how the group's gone and keeps evolving. And yeah, it's pretty, you know, similar side that we've had over a few years. So it feels like we're getting better and better.
Mm. I read somewhere, Paddy, that you don't necessarily think you have to finish your career as the captain. Did I read that right?
Yeah. You know, I don't think so. You know, it's, doesn't mean I'm going to retire tomorrow or anything like that. But, yeah, I don't think, you know, a lot of the time it's, you know, the captain retires at the same time he hands back his captaincy. But I think I'm still 30, so hopefully I'm playing for a long time, but maybe not captaining for that whole time.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful. Unlike Stuart Broad, he let it happen. He got lumped in with Jimmy Anderson's age, didn't he? It was always Broad and Anderson. You've got to let Stark go. You know, he's 34, you're only 30. You've got to start distancing in the next 3 years, I reckon. So you have got a lot of cricket to go, and I think that's a great idea. You know, and I've always said that. I don't know whether you've ever heard it, but I want you to finish as a bowler that's having fun and doing his job brilliantly. So I was pleased to read that. I just wanted to check on that, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely love the job and stuff like that. But you hear a lot of, you know, I think even AB and a few others have said on record, it does get to a point where you just get fatigued. So I'm certainly not at that stage at the moment, but I'm eyes wide open that it might happen at some stage.
Yeah, no, good call. You've used your profile to voice your thoughts on outside the game type stuff as well and made tough calls. Has there been any regrets in the work you've had to do as captain?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, there's probably on-field decisions that I, you know, wish maybe had a second crack at. But yeah. No, not really. I've been, proud of how me and everyone else around us has gone about our work over the last few years and how we've held ourselves. And fortunately, you know, the performances have kind of followed that as well. So, no, I feel we're in a really privileged and lucky position, and obviously try and give it best crack we can the whole time.
And it's everyone's opinion, I'm sure, that you're doing stuff for the right reasons. Mate, another great atmosphere expected at Hagley Park tomorrow. You've just arrived at training. How is everyone? It's been a long period of play, but this is an important test.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, beautiful ground. It's basically got a grass bank running around basically the whole field. It's beautiful, plenty of trees. Mate, the team's in a great space. As you said, it's been a lot of cricket. You know, these guys are in the ODI World Cup as well. So you can trace it all the way back to really, you know, India away trip and then the home summer before that. It's been a big 18 months or so. But everyone's in a great place. And, you know, I think everyone knows how to prepare and set themselves up for success each test match. And yeah, there's a quiet confidence around the group. And had a good week last week, so it's the aim this week as well.
That was a great win last week, and probably will get overshadowed because it's against New Zealand. We're expected to win, but New Zealand got everything they wanted. They wanted that type of wicket. They wanted you batting first, and they couldn't beat us.
Yeah, great win. I mean, any test match away from home is well earned. And you know, New Zealand are a really good side. And we had a couple of guys stand up when we needed to, and you know, in Greeny and Nate Lyon. So fantastic week, and yeah, hopefully a few more guys stand up this week and make it 2 from 2.
Any dummy spits from Lino? You know, a bit stiff, wasn't he? That not to get player of the match.
Don't know. Yeah, I didn't come across anything, but okay. I mean, Greeny had a pretty impressive match. So
it was an excellent win, mate. You've been very proud, and you've spoken about this calmness in your team. What is it, and how do you get it?
It doesn't happen overnight. I think it's built up over you know, being consistent for a long time. In our, you know, the way we go about things, decision making process, selections, all those kind of things. So I think it helps having basically the whole team in the back end of their careers as well. Everyone's, I think, bar one or two are over 30, played a lot of cricket, a lot of guys that have played 50 plus test matches. So it just feels quite settled. And, you know, we deliberately try and keep that feeling around the group, knowing that once you get on the field, everyone's switched on and competitive and desperate to win.
It's a beautiful feeling, I bet. That's excellently explained, mate. I better let you go. You've got training calling. Thanks very much for sharing everything. This record that the quartet is on, 479, the total wickets, that's never going to get overtaken. So push that as high as you possibly can, mate. We all wish you well again for today.
Appreciate it, Hills. Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, Paddy.
Great to chat.
I'm going to introduce Braden Friarini right now from the Suns, and I expect this will be the last words I speak because he is Heels' occasional golfing partner. Braden, a very good morning to you. It's Pat Welch. Congratulations on what you've done so far. I'm looking forward to the game, and I'll hand you over to Heels for you two just to have a little chat.
No, you won't, Paddy. Good morning, Doss.
G'day, guys. Thanks, Paddy. Yeah, thanks, Heels. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks. I call him Braydoss.
Thanks for having me.
Like, hey, Doss.
Oh, really?
But we haven't been a partner yet, I don't think. We haven't played together. We're always against each other, and every time we turn up, Paddy, we can't remember who's won more than who's leading. So we're just
yeah,
always
we'll call it a draw for now, would we?
That's the same old stuff, mate. How's the family? How's Molly and Will and young Will? All good? Ready for another season?
Yeah, going well, thanks, mate. Yeah, going well. Yeah, Will's just nearly turning one next month, so going very fastly, and yeah, Molly's going well at home with him, and yeah, absolutely loving dad life.
Now, I love the description of your previous role in the Gold Coast Suns team. You're the Swiss Army knife. I love whoever said that. You just were moved from position to position and zone to zone, fixing problems, weren't you? But now it seems like you're getting to settle in one role.
Yeah, exactly, mate. As you said, over the last few years, I've swapped through different positions and roles. Sort of wherever the coach needed me at the time, which was good. But, yeah, it's good to really have that clarity around just the rollout on the wing this year. And Dimmer's, yeah, been really good with my role and what it looks like and just real clarity there. So it's been refreshing and, yeah, definitely exciting heading into the season.
Very interesting. We read through this week in the paper that article on you that he has watched you play a lot and had you pegged for this role. But wing in the Hardwick system doesn't sound like it's an easy position to play.
Nah, it definitely isn't. I've definitely learnt that over the last few months with pre-season with a lot of kilometres in the legs and a lot of running and sometimes unrewarded running externally, but internally they've been, the coaches with Dimmer and all the coaches have been really good at rewarding certain patterns and yeah, it's just been really good and instilled confidence in me just to go out. And, yeah, with the role clarity, I know exactly what I need to do. So it's been really good.
Tell us what Dimmer's been like having Damien Hardwick there. Now, you know, Heels was, you know, we were getting reports that none of you wanted to take a Christmas break. You were loving it under him and so keen to learn from him.
Yeah, definitely. The excitement levels were up early before Christmas. And we know what he brings, obviously, with a wealth of experience and knowledge there. And another thing that I didn't know, but he's brought just like trying to make the environment really fun and wanting all of us to, you know, come in early and then not leave so early in the afternoon and, you know, stay around each other and just become really connected and one. So It's been really, really enjoyable and really exciting, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you haven't had a whole lot of luck injury-wise, have you, the Gold Coast Suns?
No, we haven't over the last few years, but fingers crossed we get some luck. But, yeah, it definitely takes the whole squad with depth, and there's always going to be injuries, that's for sure. But, yeah, we can't wait for the year.
Right, so I'm going to give you luck with injuries this year, right?
Come on. I reckon
it's time for you blokes to be known more than a team who are very clean handlers below your knees.
Yep, like it. Yep. we've got big expectations for the year ahead. We've, the big dogs up above have been really public with sharing our goals and expectations for the year ahead. So, it's on us now, I suppose.
Yeah, good call.
So, 119 cricket tests for Australia. How does that qualify you to give Braden advice?
It doesn't, but it's just I've got this black thing in front of me, the microphone, and so I decided to do it. I just think it's belief. I think there's several teams, and I think the Gold Coast have got two of them, the Titans and the Suns. I don't think they've got the same belief as the Lions, for example. The Lions are entering a match at Carlton, against Carlton tonight, and they're probably thinking we can win this, right? Now, to me, the Suns and the Titans are still worried about where am I supposed to be, and the basics aren't down pat so that you can think at the next level. But I reckon the Gold Coast Suns are close.
Yeah, it's probably been a thing that's let us down over the last few years, definitely the belief and confidence. But, Dimmer brings that in, and I think he brings an aura of confidence and belief within the group, and we're all buying into the new system that he wants us to play. And yeah, it's going to be a process, obviously. It's a long season and we're learning a whole new game plan, but he's definitely process-driven, and the outcome will take care of itself in the end.
Now, I've done a little bit of crystal ball gazing here. You're sitting on 93 games. I'm reckoning your 100th, because you've got a bye in round three, I reckon, could be Q Clash round 8 at the Gabba.
One week at a time, mate.
I knew you'd say that.
Hopefully I get that milestone this year, and that'll be, I suppose, the time to reflect on, the 9 years that I've had here. And hopefully we can just get as many wins early on the board as possible.
Hey, speaking of the coach, I mean, is he a little edgy this week? I mean, we know who you're playing. You're against the Tigers.
Maybe when he goes home a little bit, but he doesn't look like it here around the club. He's always pretty calm and composed around the boys and in meetings. And there's probably definitely a little bit of pressure added, obviously, with the rivalry and the history there. But you wouldn't know looking at him, no.
Mm. Hey, what are Richmond going to throw at you, you think? Paddy says that your favourite's to beat them. Has the Uze system just continued on from where Damien Hardwick left off?
Yeah, it's a hard one to judge, obviously, with Uze and the new system that they're probably trying to play. We got a little look at them over the preseason with the two games. But, it looks pretty similar, but obviously little different changes here and there that he wants to implement. So, to be honest, we're not really sure. We're just going to try and focus on ourselves. And we've had, some great learnings from the two practice matches versus GWS and Brisbane, two really good teams. So, if we can, tweak a few things and learn from those games and bring close to our best game, I think we can back ourselves in.
This wing position you've been sent to, it sounds like you've got a really match transition. When you've got the ball moving forwards, and then when it's lost and they start moving forwards, you've got to be in both. Is that right? And so will we be seeing you hairing up and down the left side? Is it left wing?
Well said, Hills. Great knowledge there, mate. exactly right with the transition. A lot of running up and down. When we've got the ball, we want to try and set the ground up a certain way. And then when we're going inside 50, we want to set up behind our attack. And, I sort of know exactly where I need to be at all times throughout the game. So, as I said before, the role clarity is really clear. It does take a lot of work and a lot of running.
All right, mate. I really appreciate it. Now, you don't want to hear this, but you haven't lost to the Tigers since 2020, so just keep that roll going.
Guilty.
Not keen that about this unrewarded running. I don't like the sound of that, to tell you the truth.
I'm happy to do it as long as I'm getting a game.
Exactly right. Hey, well done so far. There's a lot of expectation on both the Suns and the Titans. I bet you're feeling that on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more interest, I suppose, in the community when you're out and about. So hopefully more fans jump on board both of us, but then it's on us to deliver and start winning some games.
Good stuff, mate.
Well, Doss.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Have a great match. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels, powered by Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Let's get a sports update with Jacko, who's been very busy today just giving stuff away. If you're looking for height, hire it right. Visit heightforhire.com.au. So we've still got, what, 3 lots of double passes?
We've still got a couple more double passes to give away to the Brisbane Lions. Mm-hmm. And your last chance is going to be at 8:20 this morning with their big sports quiz. So to get your hands on that last double pass, you're going to have to work hard for it. Sold out Gabba, so no more tickets available to the general public. We're about the only place you can get them.
We've only given away 2 doubles, haven't we?
Mm, we've given away 2, yes.
Well, haven't we got 5?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
So we have got three sets to give away.
We've got a few more to give away.
Okay.
All right.
If we happen to go overtime, could I have one?
Okay. congratulations to Helen from South Bank.
And she didn't even call in.
All right, let's start with Formula One. They are back in action in Saudi Arabia this weekend. And the knives have been out from all across the F1 paddock for Red Bull team principal Christian Horner. Max Verstappen's dad, Jos Verstappen, former Formula One racer, has come out and said his position's untenable. There's been many reports about the allegations made against Christian Horner. But Horner, at the opening press conference in Saudi Arabia, has defended himself quite vividly.
The appointed an independent KC that is one of the most reputable KCs in the land. He took time to investigate fully all of the facts. He interviewed all of the people involved together with others of interest. He looked at everything. He had all of the facts. And he came to a conclusion where he dismissed the grievance.
He's digging in, Christian Horner. He's not prepared to go. So it'll be we'll be able to watch this space over the coming weeks and see if he is able to survive as Red Bull team principal.
Well, if they want this big machine to stay together, they've got to sit down together. They've got to mediate Jos Verstappen and him.
Mm. Now, we've seen plenty of freak show fights in boxing over the years. We've seen rugby league players get into boxing. You know, now there's a big craze in the US and the UK of YouTubers getting into boxing.
Is it?
This could, what was announced this morning, could be the biggest freak show of all time. It is Jake Paul, who's a very outspoken YouTuber, former Disney star, has a big following in the US, has announced that he will be fighting in July former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson.
Oh.
In a fight that absolutely nobody asked for, but I'm still a little bit curious to see how it goes.
Yeah. Definitely. I still remember those Sundays, waiting through the morning for the Tyson fight to come on.
Tyson to beat up on someone like Tony Tubbs.
And then he'd lose one, and then he'd have to have a comeback, you beauty. It was very good.
He was box office television, Mike Tyson. And the Dolphins, they have launched an Australian sport first partnership with a medical cannabis company called Alternaleaf.
Yeah.
Have come on board as their new sponsor. So
I actually meant to mention that a little earlier. Having the headline writers in the Courier had a ball today. So on the back page, it's Finn's joint venture and Travis Main's opening par. The Dolphins are ready to get on to a new high in the NRL sponsorship. So good on them.
Sounds like you provided that, Pat.
Well, I quite like the smart headlines.
And just before we go into the ad break tonight, after the Brisbane Carlton match, you can hear Finney's final siren on SEN Queensland. Finney's a staple of Melbourne Sports Radio and will be doing talkback for up to 2.5 hours after the game. So if you're listening on the way home, give Finney a call and voice your opinions on the game.
That's good stuff.
And they will.
What's happening in Christchurch, Hills?
That's Sir Richard Hadley's about to ring the bell. And Australia have won the toss and elected to bowl.
What a shock.
The 100th test for Kane Williamson and Tim Southey. Williamson will be in action very soon, I reckon, if Hazelwood has his way. And Southey might have most of the day off.
Second test between Australia and New Zealand is live. Catch all the action on SEN app or on SENQ 693 after midday. Steringsteen's in Christchurch. Sir Richard Hadley about to ring the bell to start the test, and the children of Kane Williamson and Tim Southey out with them as the national anthems are played before this second test. So a lot of emotion over there. Let's quickly get to these rugby tips, Heels, from Cuz. Heels, you've got Tars v Highlanders, your pick.
Tars.
I'm picking Hurricanes to lose at home over the Blues. So he's tipped the Blues. And Heels, to make it spicy, he's giving you 7.5 start for the Reds against the Chiefs at Suncorp.
I'm taking it.
You're taking the start, yep, and backing the Reds.
The Reds won't go to extra time this week, cuz, and we're going to win.
Brilliant. Okay, the Hyundai SUV sale event is on here and now for a limited time. Take $1,500 off selected Tucson's, $2,000 off selected Santa Fe and Palisades. Experience their most innovative SUVs with smart sense safety, advanced technology, brilliant design. It's the Hyundai SUV event. Visit your local showroom today, like Zups Hyundai, 1454 Gympie Road at Aspley, where Ben Correa will help you out there. Every match in the AFL's opening round is live on SENQ 693 AM or on the SEN app. You'll love it. You'll get the test match as well on the SEN app if you're around and about this morning. You'll get all the updates. But yes, Heels mentioned, Australia's won the toss, and on a very green-looking Christchurch wicket, they have elected to bowl first in this second test. Corey Parker is coming up with all the previews and reviews of the footy, and no doubt we'll have a little chat about Spencer Lenu's guilty plea as well. We're getting very close to this 8 o'clock news with Vanessa, and we'll be back right after that to talk more rugby league. And, of course, Heels, in the last hour of the show, we've got three more double passes to give away to the Lions and Carlton. The sellout at the Gabba tonight. Well, ring right now. Go on. 13 13 55. We'll just, at random, give a set away. 13 13 55. Jack can take these calls during the news.